Welcome to Theater Revolution Act 1, a podcast centering on theater intersectionality and sustainability revolutionizing the modern stage. Each episode spotlights rebels, activists, and trailblazers in the theater field breaking stage expectations. I'm your host and beguiling college student, Addie Abrahamy, and I will be your guide to this journey through a modern-day revolution. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. First episode. Woo! What an endeavor. I hope you listeners are just as excited as I am to begin this amazing podcast adventure. My first interviewee hails from the epicenter of American theater, New York City, and she is the founder and artistic director of a New Age theater production company called The Anthropologists.
My name is Melissa Machito. She, her. I'm the founding artistic director of The Anthropologists. We are a New York City-based theater company that is dedicated to the collaborative creation of investigative theater that inspires action. So all of our work is built on a foundation of research, source material, cultural artifacts, and we explore that through physical theater techniques. And we ground all of that work with rigorous dramaturgy to create our plays.
After graduating with a BA in theater from the University of Massachusetts Amherst, as well as spending 2 years living and studying abroad in Spain, Melissa moved to New York City to begin exploring work in theater. The observations that she made while working in the New York theater arena focused on the lack of diversity in mainstream theater and how they didn't bring attention to important aspects of history.
It started from a place of feeling a little bit betrayed by history class, right? And like, wait a second, what are all these histories and stories and voices that have been hidden from us? Ultimately, I started to get frustrated as a director looking at casting calls, especially thinking about the phenomenal young women actors around me, and we're looking at casting calls, and they were not very interesting. They were very stereotypical. So I started just getting collaborators together on a regular basis to do something we called jam sessions. And that was getting together in a rehearsal studio for a few hours, a couple of times a month, to practice viewpoints and other physical theater techniques. That first show that we developed is called Give Us Bread. We actually just published it last week. We created that about 15 years ago based on a very little known history of immigrant women on the Lower East Side fighting against skyrocketing food prices and rioting. And alongside that play, once we premiered it, we paired that with programming, where we had all kinds of different speakers after the show talking about the contemporary aspects of food insecurity. And so that experience really launched The Anthropologists and really set the tone for the kind of work that we wanted to do.
Since the world premiere of Give Us Bread in 2009, The Anthropologists have since written and produced 9 other plays with incredibly unique theatrical approaches. Each of these plays are written based on the company's 3 guiding questions.
So our guiding questions are, can we use source material to challenge our own assumptions? Can we use research to broaden or break dominant narratives? And can we use archival materials, especially historical materials, to better understand our present? With every play that we do, we have a provocation. Uh-huh. And that is like a question that we're going back to, in addition to the guiding questions, but this is a question that's specific to the play.
These guiding questions seek to instigate multitudes of paradigm shifts. In other words, it's to make people rethink the way they see the world.
Well, our hope, as always, is that when people leave the theater, the play doesn't end there. The experience of going to the show doesn't end there. In terms of how we're activating people, it comes in different forms. I think the simplest form is providing resources, ideas for other organizations who are doing work in our program.
Intertwined with these visions is the topic of intersectionality and how these plays integrate the complexities of the world issues they are intending to portray. So I asked Melissa about how the company's vision implemented this, and here's a small snippet of her explanation.
Yeah, I think, you know, in terms of the definition of intersectionality, I definitely look to the work of Kimberly Crenshaw and looking at the layering of different identities and how those identities influence or impact a person's everyday life.
Including these historical and diverse perspectives includes a lot of research and fact-checking, which is where dramaturgs come in. It's their job to make sure the play's content runs smoothly and stays true to the story they intend to tell.
The best dramaturg is the one that asks questions that are going to lead you to, you know, deeper thought in the process and in the script. And even, you know, after we've premiered a show, for example, you know, we premiered No Pants in Tucson in 2021, and then we were taking it on tour this past fall in 2022. And our dramaturg, Linnea, we had a conversation and she asked me a question about the opening scene. And really, it was like the house of cards that fell down. It was like, oh no, if I, like, she's right, we've set up the wrong argument here in this opening monologue. It was sort of a red herring, but if I take it away, then what's left? And so, you know, for me, the play felt terrible for a few days, and then I went back into it, and it absolutely was a much better script, and I'm so happy that we had the opportunity to stage it again and bring it forward.
Now this is just a simple snippet of how the anthropologist brings lost history to life on stage. If you would like to keep listening, the Director's Cut episode includes the entirety of my interview with Melissa Machido. Also, make sure you check them out at theanthropologist.org to see their other original works and to catch up on what's to come next. Thank you, dear listeners, and good night unto you all. This podcast is recorded, edited, and produced by me, Addie Abrahamy. This background music is called Lost in the Haze by VSD and can be purchased on bensound.com. You can find more of my work on my website, adelaideabrahamy.godaddysites.com.